This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I wish I could say good day to Roberta. I can, and she can hear me, but she can't.
She can hear you say good day. That's the good thing.
That is the good thing. All right, let's see what's happening around the country. 7-30-14 around the country and around the world. There are some things developing in the world of agriculture. As you know, it is my passion. In addition to doing this radio program, I am a dairy farmer. And I think there are some things going on that you ought to know about. For example, a court ruling yesterday that was very important for all of us, all of you. The news of the District Court of Appeals decision, there was a challenge to enforcement of the country of origin labeling, the so-called COOL standard. You've heard of them, COOL. The multinational meat packer and basically foreign competitors to the American agricultural institutions. These people all got together and they challenged in our federal system the law that requires everybody who wants to sell food in our country to just tell us where the food's coming from. What's the big deal? Why is that something that's undesirable? For some reason, these meat packers and the competitors to American agriculture don't want everybody to know. Why would they not want everybody to know? What are they hiding? What do they not want you to know? They want you to not know that there's really no inspection that goes on in these countries. Anything goes. What fascinates me and what flabbergasts most people is that we have all these rules on American farmers, all these rules on American food producers. You can't do this, you can't do that. Yet they let in all this stuff that comes from these other countries. Fruit, for example. Meat. Dairy products. And there's no regulation on them whatsoever. They just hit the market. So you see what an unfair advantage it is to Americans. And Americans want to know whether they're getting food that's grown. That's all they are asking.
There's regulation on it. They just don't enforce it.
Regulation where?
My wife's cousin's husband.
That's good, Rich. Thank you.
Cousin's husband. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. My wife's cousin, her family.
Yeah, yeah.
They own the largest shrimp. What are they? They create shrimp eggs.
They what?
They create shrimp eggs to be sold to shrimp farms.
So they have shrimp farms
around the world.
Okay.
And he is the largest manufacturer of shrimp eggs.
I don't manufacture, but they create.
Okay. They create, yeah. We got in the world. Okay. And they're in Panama.
Cultivates it. Yeah.
And he says, this was 3 years ago when he and I were having this conversation, that it's gotten so strict in the States that he has started selling more to Europe. Which I found weird because you would think that they are more strict than we are, and has gone to European countries to get a lot of his business just because it's so tough to do business here.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, he still does business here because it's such a massive market.
Right.
But he's trying to supplement it by going elsewhere. So I think there are rules. I just don't think that we enforce them.
Well,
I don't think we do a good
job
of, it's like anything. It's like immigration. We have rules.
Yeah.
It's like gun control. We have rules.
Yeah,
we just don't enforce them.
That's a good point. I think now that does make. We have these regulations, and they have not been enforced. But in this circumstance, somebody's trying to enforce the country of origin labeling, and it's not, and these people don't want it to be enforced. So they're fighting in court. But the court ruled 9-2. This is a district court. I think it's actually the District of Columbia At any rate, they say that the U.S. Department of Agriculture and their desire to protect the American consumer comes above the rights these people have. That's what they said. We have a right to sell in America. They said, yeah, you do. You can sell in America. But you got to tell us that the food's coming from wherever it's coming from. Because Americans will show you, for the most part, I'm not sure that, you know, the people who buy stuff in Walmart care where it comes from, otherwise they wouldn't buy it.
Right.
But at least you have the choice. The educated consumer wants to know whether it's coming from Argentina or whether it's coming from
Argentina. From where?
Them too, yeah.
I will tell you that when walking through, the good thing about going to Whole Foods is every single fruit and vegetable that they have, they tell you exactly where it comes from.
Yeah.
And even in their seafood department, they tell you, and most seafood departments do this now, it will say fresh caught, wild caught, fresh caught, or farmed, and it will tell you the country of origin. Mm-hmm. And that's how I buy my seafood. I will not buy farmed shrimp.
No,
it's disgusting.
Even though it's your family business?
I think it's disgusting. Well, you watch these videos of how most of it comes from Asian country, Vietnam or Thailand or something like that. And you look
at the video.
What these farms are, it's disgusting.
Yeah. They're underneath the local poopery.
Right.
That's where the fish are growing. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. All right. So that's one thing that affects us all in terms of the food that we're eating. There's also a website that the FDA has put up that reveals many contaminated food imports after demands from public interest groups. They finally put this up. Rich, you're probably going to run there. You all may go to the FDA website. The wave of dairy products and other food imports that are coming in here that are just awful. And it sort of backs up what I was saying a few minutes ago about the things that do come in here and you should look out for. I'll give the FDA a little bit of support here, a kudo or two, because they now have a list, and you can find it on their website, of imports they will refuse to let in. And this year alone, most of what they have disallowed has been stuff that is coming in from South America, cheeses and that sort of thing, because they're loaded with E. coli. And they'll put this on the website, microbiological contamination, import alert. But you got to go there to see it. And most of these companies you never heard of, because you don't see these on the it's cheese from, it'll say, but it won't tell you what the company is, just tell you the country of origin, because that's back to what we were just talking about a minute ago. The requirement is they tell you what country it comes from. There's no requirement to tell you what company in those countries is making this stuff. So you can, if you take the time to go to the FDA website, you can see all of the things that have either been refused or once they get in here, they need to be recalled or they weren't healthy. And, you know, just go on and on with stuff from China. Let's see here. I'm looking at most of the stuff is connected to the melamine milk scandal. There's still cheese around from that, because they're still putting melamine in some of the milk that they have over there. And this is stuff which we go, if you go to, for example, Costco, and you buy those big bags of chocolate-covered raisins or yogurt-covered fruit, they are doing all kinds of things to make you think you're eating good stuff covered with things that make it taste all right. Well, most of the stuff that they're using, most of the chocolate, most of the yogurt, most of the coverings is coming from Tasty Choco Foods Limited in Yangong, Shang, China.
Oh, I've been there. That's
Yangong,
a nice place.
Chang.
Yeah. And it's Yangong, Shang. That's the name of the town.
My friend Long Duck Yang Dong is from
Dong,
there.
Yangong, Shang, China. So they make chocolate-covered candy pieces and chocolate-covered nut products. Let's see here. Chocolate-covered coconut, chocolate-covered, novelties, suckers, chocolate suckers with nuts and fruits. I was looking through the list here, and basically that's what you're getting when you buy that stuff. And by the way, I bought it myself. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I bought these things. As a matter of fact, when I went to Costco recently, they come in these big bags, chocolate-covered raisins, that kind of stuff, and I bought them. And I've been eating them. And I'm looking at this and thinking, what are you doing? But you don't know. I didn't look at the bag. I didn't look at the bag. I just saw chocolate-covered raisins. Great. So now I look at the bag and I see where it came from. And that's the point that all of this information is aimed at. Educate yourself. It's not up to the government to educate you. It's up to you to educate you. It's like all these people that talk about their bodies and they want health care so everybody will take care of them. No. You are responsible for your body. You're responsible for what you put in it. You're responsible for what you buy. But educate yourself. If you know the information is there, that's all. The reason that we're here, in part, is to bring you up to date with a lot of this stuff so that you say, okay, you know, I'm a little bit curious about this. If we can just get a few people every day to be curious about what it is that they are eating or what they're buying, I think we have won the battle. So that's sort of the only other thing that I have here of interest from agriculture is the Tyson's Food getting together Hillshire Brands to buy. This is a big merger, not good for the American consumer. Most of the farm groups are saying that, and I'm with them. 28, it's 18 half the hour now on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of the map. It's Boston.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man, but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you gain incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme Twin Pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
14th of May.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a body in a box at Rheinstein Air Force Base in Germany. Same story with a kid that jumped into the wheel well and flew to Hawaii, only this did not work out well for this young black male. Authorities say they have not identified him yet. When the plane landed at Rheinstein, the body fell out of the front gear, the landing gear. So somebody who wanted to get to Europe the hard way and didn't make it, 21 after the hour.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Doug Steffens, the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, the day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, the day.
This time, people were saying Aretha was dying.
Yeah. Yes.
Not so fast.
Dan Ross is losing weight and looking great.
72 years old, Richie.
Yep.
Says she's feeling as well as she did when she was in her 50s. She's going to vacation in New York, playing in Wisconsin this week. Actually, as a golf fan, is going to the U.S. Open. She's taking French lessons, studying classic piano. She says she's begun to hear the classical training in her style and inflections, and expects audiences are going to, too. So she's being influenced by classical music. She aspires to be as good as a classical pianist named Vladimir Horace. Remember him?
Wow. That's an aspiration.
Yes, it is. She's so jazzed up. Get it, Richie? She's
what
jazzed up.
What a great lesson, though, to, you know, think even though you're in your 70s, yeah, you don't have to stop learning. You can still find motivation.
Ohio State Love Fair, that. She's performing there. And that's Thursday night. She says, I have a lot of opportunities for performing. She also is trying to stay away from some of the things that got her to be as heavy and unhealthy as she was, food-wise.
But when you like four fried chickens and a Coke?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Scene from the Blues Brothers.
Probably not a good way for you to fill your stomach cavity.
And dried white toast.
Yeah. She's really come. There's something special about her, and I don't know that I can put my finger on it. It's just what she stands for and how she carries herself. Yeah, she just
has it. Very charismatic.
Yeah, right. Yep. Oh, Richie, I know what I was going to ask you to do. We have, I think, there's an NSYNC album. I guess actually you could play any NSYNC tune because this is the best of. Well, you want to tell Richie what to play?
Whatever you've got. Any NSYNC is good, Rich.
Well, let's see what we got here.
Underscore the story that's today at DougStefan.com about this new NSYNC album that was released yesterday. The only thing is, none of the members of NSYNC
knew.
No
one knew. Lance Bass tweets, and he's like, it'd be nice if the record company let us know that we're releasing an album today. Oh, yeah.
All right. So
it's going to be May.
Interested in the best of NSYNC. What's the album actually called, Jen?
The Essential NSYNC, I
think. The Essential NSYNC.
NSYNC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one you got to have. It's essential.
It is essential. You should all go out and get it today.
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
Will you get it?
I already have every NSYNC song ever, so probably not. There's
no,
nothing
no,
new.
No. That's not the way these work. The way these work is they find one that was in the trash can that they never released. I got caught on this in Zeppelin.
New on there.
And the Beatles, you get caught on this all the time. I mean, Traveling Riverside Blues, my favorite Led Zeppelin song. You can only get it on the box set. $50.
The second CD is full of rare songs that weren't on any of their albums.
From NSYNC?
All right.
You talk about NSYNC.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go out and get it then. Yeah, I will buy the Essential. Because if there's enough sales girls, maybe they'll go on tour.
NSYNC. So who's in NSYNC?
Grateful Nation, thanks.
Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, and J.C. Chassé.
Right. So she's got a man in the desk. Joey Fatone.
My favorite. And the best.
But the only one anybody really knows is Justin Timberlake.
He translates in English to fat one.
Yeah. All right, 28. 28 after, calm down. 28 after on Good Day.
It's called the State Scorecard.
And it covers a lot of people and looks at the long-term services and supports that they receive in the community and institutions.
And measures how well older adults and people with disabilities' needs are being met. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. One thing the report rates is something called effective transitions. AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
They are what happens when a person is in an institution or hospitalized and is transitioned back into the community or between two care settings. So, for example, from assisted living to a skilled nursing facility or vice versa.
A well-managed transition with extra help and physical therapy, for example, can keep patients safer when they come home from the hospital. The state scorecard rates several things, including quality of care and support for caregivers. Find out which states do the best job. A link to the state scorecard on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. Doug is, Doug Stephan as opposed to the other Dougs who do a Good Day program. How many other Dougs are there around doing a Good Day program? Anybody know?
No, there's a Doug McIntyre in L.A. doing a morning show, but I don't think they call it Doug.
That's not the Good Day program. They don't do it in Shreveport. They're not doing it in Greeley. They're not doing it in Modesto or Morristown or Oxnard. What a name for a town, isn't it?
Oh, but it's a great
Oxnard. All right, sorry. Hello. Doug Stephan is my name. Radio is the game. Playing the game along with me is Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about the Ebola virus. Meanwhile, the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, had the same problem that the National Football League had, only this time there are, I think, the football and basketball we're in question here. Am I right about that, or is it just football? The settlement, the $70 million settlement that was announced yesterday, you're going to set aside
for the concussions?
Concussions, yeah, right. They're mostly all football, I guess.
Mostly football,
football, yeah.
Okay, all right. So as part of the deal, the NCAA, oftentimes I say, what do I say? Instead of NCAA, I say National, the Advancement of Colored People, NC. I get this room mixed up. Anyway, they're going to set aside, you got to wonder how they get this kind of money in the kitty, unless or until you realize how much money there is in college athletics. This is a way of underscoring how outrageous it is that this much money is wrapped up in what is supposed to be part of a college education. If it's an education, all right, when you realize how much money alumni give to colleges that have good football teams and basketball teams, and they wouldn't support their alma mater unless they had strong teams. Hello, what kind of thinking is that? It's an educational education, you boobs. It's not about sports.
No, but it is about sports.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Look at this. $70 million set aside to test thousands of former college athletes for brain injuries, current athletes as well. This is exactly the same as the NFL deal, and they have to deal with it because it is a serious, serious problem. Once again, underscoring what I've said 1,000 times if I've said it once. 1,000 times you're an irresponsible parent if you allow or encourage your child to play football in high school, college, any place. There is no way he is going to make it out of this well.
You're also irresponsible if you let your children ride a bike, a skateboard.
Well,
ride a tractor.
No, it's not that deliberate, Richie. No. It's not that deliberate. This is deliberate. The stuff that goes on in football is deliberate. The hitting, the trying to hurt the opponents.
It gets back to the point of teaching your kids, if they are going to play, how to play the right way.
Well, but you can teach them, but what about the coach? The coach is taught to win, and you got to win. Most of them, they win. Their jobs depend on how much they win, so they win any way they can win, by giving them painkillers so that if they have a broken arm, it won't be hurt until after the game. I mean, how many of those stories are there that are floating around?
In the NFL, all over the place.
Yeah, right. So, and I brought this to the attention. I'm not saying, Doug, goody, 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 but I am telling you that one of the reasons I left the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg is because of this very issue. I brought it to the board 4 or 5 years ago after going to CeraScan in Denver to have my brain checked out and looking at the comparisons with the 3,400 football players that they had scanned in my brain and thinking to myself, my God, look at those. Look at what's going on with these guys. And then I started talking about it and asking questions about football helmets and protection, all that other stuff. Man, was I shut down. And yesterday I was listening to this on the radio, and I was thinking about the guys that were on the board with me that discounted, discredited me, said, I didn't know what I was talking about. You're going to ruin Heidelberg, blah, 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 blah. And these guys were all my friends, and I would still consider them my friends. But, man, do they have their head in the sand. And so this settlement...
Money talks, baby.
You're right about that, Richie. And that's all it is. And nobody gives a damn about the players. It's all about the money. Money, 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 money. So just letting you know what the NCAA did yesterday, for those of you who care. Meanwhile, there is a discussion going on in this country about the legalization of marijuana. I want to talk to Jack about that in just a second, too. Marijuana and its impact. Because this is going to be, we think we've heard it all, and I'm not sure that we have. We've heard in various states, like Colorado and Washington, where general use of marijuana has been accepted and is legal. We've heard from other, what are there, 13, 14 states now that have medical marijuana sales. Massachusetts is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about growing pot on my farm. I can apply for a license.
Just can't see you as a pot farmer.
No, but you know what? There's a lot of money in it.
Oh, there is.
I can set aside an acre of land.
And you can make a lot of money with the products, even if you don't smoke it. You make
no, no, I wouldn't have anything to do.
And,
the problem comes when you sell it. That's when there's money in the till, that's when the robbers come around and try to break in. But just growing the stuff, they don't know what to do to harvest it. I could grow it on the back field, and that wouldn't make any difference. But anyway, the point is,
you're going to open a still and make liquor too.
I would, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
How about growing tobacco? Would you
I
do
got
that?
A still. No, not growing tobacco.
Why not?
Because Richie, will you stop baiting me?
You're so easy though.
I know.
Why wouldn't you grow tobacco, Doug?
Because it's not good for you.
Oh, really?
And my mother died because she smoked.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus the fact, it's a long story, and you know, all you're doing is trying. You've got your. I'm sitting in the chair.
I'm not doing anything.
No, no. Here's what
he's pulling a string. You're right.
Here's what Richie is doing. He's doing the equivalent of lighting a fire under my chair.
That's me.
Exactly what he is doing. Lighting a fire.
The puppet master
under
and
my.
You
chair.
Are Pinocchio.
There I am.
I'm just having a conversation, man.
Oh, sure you are. Right, exactly.
You go ahead and grow that pot. It's good for everybody.
I didn't say it was good for anybody. Yeah. Well, there's another side to that story. However, the ladies on The View had a discussion because the New York Times published an editorial over the weekend calling for the legalization of marijuana in our country. And I thought you would find this discussion interesting. So Richie is about to hit a button now, which will bring us back to the conversation from yesterday.
Whether we ultimately decide federally to legalize marijuana or not, okay, it should be up to the states. Luckily, it is not up to the New York Times, a New York City liberal paper, to decide what everyone around the country does. And if one state,
opinion piece.
If one, it's an editorial, okay. And it was a much discussed editorial. It was a big deal for the New York Times to come out and essentially call for this.
Yeah.
It's a much better idea to allow the states to be laboratories of democracy and decide we are a state that wants to legalize this. Our neighbors disagree.
I thought that's what was happening. I thought it was going state by state.
It is. It is. But the New York Times would very much like the rest of the country to get with the times and get cool and get hip to this thing that is
changing.
Let's
not do that because it is. You've had doctors who have come out and said, you know what? We had this thought and now we've shifted our mind because we've done
marijuana.
No, that's marijuana.
It's still pretty dangerous.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Listen,
I'm against the legalization. I do believe that it is a gateway drug. I wonder why we think it, you can clap for that. I think it's a gateway drug. I wonder why we think it's okay to tell our children that it's fine to disassociate. It's fine to not be in your right frame of mind.
Because every time you look at a sports function, you know, you got the beer commercials, you got alcohol everywhere. You want to talk about this? I'm sorry, but if you're going to start this, perhaps you want to start it with the thing that's already legal. Because alcohol is legal, and more people, tobacco is legal.
There you go.
Whoopi loves pot.
Well, I think Whoopi
is she's probably a total pot.
She talks about it. She admits that she smokes.
Right. Oh, she did admit to it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's talked about it on the air before, on The View.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, well, is it up to the states? I thought the army was kind of weak at the beginning of that, but then we came around to individual focus. Speaking of that, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a couple of moments, talking about some of the issues in the medical world at the moment. Stand by.
Show presents Strange Saving Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Domestic violence takes its toll on victims physically and mentally, but the financial side is often overlooked. A common tactic used by abusers involves controlling access to money, destroying their credit rating, and interfering with their employment. The Allstate Foundation and the National Network to End Domestic Violence conducted a study with Rutgers University on how financial education helps survivors recover. 457 survivors participated in the study, which involved a curriculum created to increase survivors' financial aptitude. Vicki Dinges, Senior VP of Corporate Responsibility at Allstate, explains.
The Moving Ahead Through Financial Management curriculum is a comprehensive package of financial tools and information designed to empower victims to be self-sufficient with their finances. This research validates what we've heard from social service providers for years, that financial empowerment works and is one of the most important ways we can help survivors obtain long-term security and safety.
For more information about the Allstate Foundation's research and their financial empowerment program, visit clicktoempower.org.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from the Boston Beer. Boston Beer.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on the Doug Good Day program. Richie Kenny and Jen are always interested in what Jack has to say. One of the four important doctors. His website is jackstockwell.com. He publishes the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. And he also happens to be one of the most important NUCA board-certified doctors, chiropractors in our country. So it's good to have him here. The tan skin controversy created by the U.S. Surgeon General, who apparently has just woken up to the fact that tanning is bad for you, even though for 20 years we've been talking about how bad it is for you. Any comments about sunbathing, vitamin D, tanning salons, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, if you're in a modern tanning salon that has the right ultraviolet B rays, you're okay. You can overdo that like you can do anything else. One of the lost arts of health in modern world society today, in what would be considered Western society, is sunbathing. It's something that's been known for hundreds and hundreds of years. Get them to the coast. Let them eat seafood. Get them that salt water breathing in their air and in their lungs, and get them plenty of sunshine. It has reversed so many diseases. Sunbathing is a missed art in our society today.
It is?
Absolutely. You're a farmer.
Conversation all on its head, doesn't it?
You're a farmer. Now, you got to look who's sponsoring this research. And it's usually sun-blocking companies that have all kinds of ingredients inside their sun-blocking material that is absolutely detrimental to health. Now, there are some exceptions to this. There are people who absolutely have to be blocked from the sun. But they're in a very small minority. And it goes back to the overall health of their body anyway. I have so many patients whose skin conditions have cleared up by spending an extra hour or so in the sunlight. Mm-hmm. So it's a dietary thing as well as a sunlight thing.
Well, I think you've got to have a lot of vitamin D3.
You're getting that. Do you get the vitamin D when you're out there in the sun?
We know that cancer is a relatively new phenomenon. It's a disease. I mean, it wasn't around when the cavemen were around, or even in the Old West, maybe.
It wasn't around 110 years ago to the degree it is today.
When do you surmise the first cases of skin cancer were?
Well, if you go back to the medical anthologies, if you look at some of the earlier published peer-reviewed research, it was never a bit of an issue until about the time we were born. Well, me, 1950. Doug, what, 1920? You, 1970. So when our diets as a whole in America changed, post-World War II, was when you saw the explosion of cancer, the explosion of heart disease, the explosion of diabetes.
Would you tie it to refrigerated foods, boxed foods?
Well, that has definitely contributed to the... Not eating fresh foods, not eating raw foods, and then the commercialization of our meat products. You should never eat anything that comes from a commercial meat plant. Nothing. Some of the healthiest food on the planet is grass-pastured, fresh-watered, non-antibiotic, non-hormonal, shot-up animals. Because that's what mankind has eaten for millions of years on this planet without these degenerative diseases. But when we went to the commercialization of huge farms that have destroyed the soil, so there's nothing in those plants that you think is in there except something to make it look green, yellow, or orange. When you've gotten to the point where our animals are Franken animals, we got away from fermented foods. We got away from the way our ancestors preserved foods for a long time. They would salt their beef. They would ferment their vegetables. They would ferment their fruits so that they could last through the winter until the next harvest. We've gotten away from the way people have eaten, where we did not have degenerative diseases.
I heard a fascinating
overwhelmed with
story yesterday that in 2 years, China will surpass the United States in refrigerated foods.
Yes.
Up until about 5 or 6 years ago, China was so rurally based that they never needed refrigerated foods, but now it's becoming such an urban country that they will surpass us in refrigerated food
in
2 years.
Watch the explosion of degenerative diseases replace that.
Interesting.
You know, it's interesting how the credibility goes down the drain when I hear in the background.
Woohoo! Jack's getting a.
That's his bird.
Yeah, that's his bird, remember?
His cockatoo.
I do remember that, yeah.
Woo-hoo. What bird? I traded it for a pet lion. Down, boy, down, down.
Gap got me.
Gap Stockwell is great. Check
go
out
Gap
Stockwell
for Ebola.
All
right.
Yeah, stop getting Ebola. JackStockwell.com is his website.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So the main theme in the background is from The Terminator. This is the movie that in a lot of people's minds helped to sort of recreate Arnold and what he was all about. Arnold, by the way, is celebrating his 67th birthday today.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's probably the most famous. So he at first, I was reading something about this. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Reading something about The Terminator and how he was not the first choice for this because the producers and Cameron, as the director, felt that he was too identified as Conan. And so they were thinking of him not as the Terminator, but as another character, Chucker, in the movie,
hero.
Right? Yeah, as the hero.
They were thinking of probably in the Michael Biehn role as the hero.
Yeah. And
so
then,
he would have played Reese.
He would have played Reese.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
he actually convinced Cameron to let him play the
Terminator.
Cyborg.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he did. So, at any rate, and I think that story was told recently also. He was on David Letterman's show or one of Fallon or some of them. But anyway, Schwarzenegger, spell his name. This would be a great trivia contest. Jennifer, can you spell Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name?
S-C-H-4-W... J-A-R. Hold on, Schwart. No.
Zeniger.
Z-E-N.
Z-E-N. E-G-G-R.
G-G. There's two G's. G-G.
Schwarzenegger.
All right, good? So
that's very good.
Remember, you can't spell Schwarzenegger without war.
Oof, that's right. And two G's.
If you had to pick one Arnold movie as your favorite, do you have one?
True Lies.
Yep.
That's very good. I love that one. Mine's going to be Total Recall.
Yeah, I'm with you.
True Lies is a good movie.
Total Recall's great.
Yeah.
It's best but, comedy, Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's good. Right, he's not good, a Puma.
The business with him and Danny DeVito and Junior, was that
twins.
Junior?
Twins,
oh,
yeah.
Twins. Yeah, right. That was pretty good, too. All right, Chuck Curry is here to review what the movie news department wants you to know about things that are going on in the world of video, DVDs, movies in general. He's the man who knows, and he has his report. By the way, you can check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond Every Day. You can get to it by just putting that in your Google search bar, or you can go to DougStefan.com, find Chucker in the contributors box at DougStefan.com.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Keep going.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you do not have to stop here, sir. Please.
Oh, I thought I had to stop. I'm sorry.
You do not
I just
have
read
to stop
my
here. We are
cup.
Fine.
All right.
You've been a good boy today. Chucker gets all of his time.
As opposed to whatever. All right, Chucker. So before I go down memory lane, what do you have in movie news for us?
First off, the sequel to Seth MacFarlane's hit comedy Ted has just begun production. Mark Wahlberg returns.
Teddy.
Although the female lead will be different. Amanda Seyfried is the female lead opposite Wahlberg, taking over for Mila Kunis, who I think will have a cameo in the sequel. That's good news for my daughter, because she loved Ted. I know she's 8, but she did like it. I'll tell you a quick true story. My daughter's teacher last year asked the students what was their favorite film of the summer, and my daughter said it was Ted, and my daddy's taking me to see the sequel.
Nice.
So she asked me if that was true, and I said, well, my daughter's favorite movie is Ted, and yes, I'm taking her to see the sequel.
And what did the teacher say then?
She looked at me like I was crazy, which I have a problem.
Which you are. In a good way, though.
One other bit of news. The Expendables 3 comes out August 15th, but a pirated DVD pristine copy was leaked online, and it was downloaded over 200,000 times on one of the illegal websites. This is not abnormal, but the fact that it was such a clean copy, that is unusual.
So how would that have happened? What's your speculation as to how that happened?
They probably sent a screener to somebody, and somebody gave it to somebody, like a friend, and they wound up selling it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right.
Which cost the studio probably a couple million.
Yeah. This is the anniversary of Richard Gere and Julia Roberts coming out in Runaway Bride. First weekend did $35 million. This weekend, 1999, Chucker. What were their names, the character? Remember the name of Richard Gere's character? Anybody remember?
I do not.
No. Ike Graham. Julia Roberts' character's name was? Should remember this.
Do not know.
No, really? Nobody remember?
Yeah.
Maggie Carpenter. Maggie, I would have thought people would have remembered. All right, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, debuted on this date in 2000.
Really? Thank you Eddie for bringing Murphy. That to my attention. I don't know if I would have made it through the day if I didn't know
the
that.
Flick did $42 million in box office the first weekend, Richie.
Yeah.
And
very
for 2000,
funny.
That was pretty good. So he is funny. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Eddie Murphy's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
Was a funny guy. He still could be.
I think if they do the right job on the Beverly Hills Cop, the next installment would be pretty well. Also, this is the anniversary of the Black Cauldron opening, Walt Disney movie in 85 and 98. Private Ryan opened. Did $30 million the first weekend, Chucker. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.